two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy, hey, you know what? The other day, no, that one day, not that one day, but the other one day, when my pet chicken Sammy was in the microwave, yeah, because I hid him in there so the chicken police wouldn't find him, and then remember when my pop turned on the microwave accidentally by mistake, and then Sammy's brain got cooked, remember all that? Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to take my chicken back to the fair and give him back to the farmer who gave him to me. Yeah, and I hope he ain't mad when Sammy don't do no chicken stuff. Yeah, because after being in the microwave and getting his brain cooked, he just lays around like a wash rag. Yeah, he's all limp and floppy. See? So I'm going to the fair now, okay? Okay, bye.
Later that same day.
Hi, Mr. Farmer. I'm Timmy. Remember me? I'm the kid who was holding your chicken the other day, and you never come back. So I took him home, and my pop cooked him in the microwave. But don't worry, because he ain't all the way dead. He's just got a dead brain. Yeah. See, he don't move his feet or nothing, but sometimes he twitches. Yeah.
So, you're the little varmint that made off with my prize hen, huh? Well,
I ain't no varmint, mister. I'm Timmy.
I don't care who you are. What the hell did you do to my Elsie? Elsie?
Her name ain't Elsie. It's Sammy.
Elsie, wake up. Wake up, honey. Speak to me.
Ain't gonna do you no good, Mr. Farmer, because its brain is dead.
You mean you nuked my chicken?
Yeah, but maybe he's still good. Like, maybe he'll lay hard-boiled eggs or something.
What?
And he ain't gonna be very noisy no more.
Why, you little...
Well, I brung him back to you.
Yeah, but she's a vegetable.
Yeah, so you could enter him in the vegetable contest, and maybe he could win a prize.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you could just scrunch him up into a little ball, and he'd sort of look like a cauliflower.
You know, you're right, kid. Well, thank you. Thank you, Timmy.
All contestants in the Utah State Fair vegetable competition, please report to Building 22.
Next time on Timmy, Sammy the Chicken wins a blue ribbon for the best cauliflower and another in household goods as the best feather duster.
Well, yesterday I was telling you how my whole family gets on my case the week of the BYU-Utah football game. Now, my wife went to BYU and my son wants to go to Utah, and people, I'm stuck in the middle and I don't like it. So I went to talk to an old buddy of mine about it. Actually, he's a pal, and he calls me his buddy. I said, Lavelle, how come everybody's so uptight about this football game every year? And Lavelle broke into a big old grin and said, Mr. Twister, I don't know. I've lost this game by the exact same score 2 years in a row, and they just extended my contract another 5 years. I'm not worried about a thing. And I looked him square in the face and said, Lavelle, you're no help at all. And then I climbed up and sat on the big U on the mountain to meditate on this question. What is it about the Utah-BYU game that makes everybody get so weird? And just about then, the cops came and hauled me off. I'll tell you, I guess somebody thought I was a peeping Tom looking in Dee Dee's window. Tell you what, I may be depressed, people, but I'm not stupid. One more thing, I'm packing up for the tailgate party in Provo on Saturday. Of course, I can't take anything with alcohol in it, but I've made some extra juicy burgers that you might want to try. You can't put them on the grill, they might catch fire. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and let's get together again real soon. This is Mr. Twister.